While not operating at 100% of capacity, the Colonial Pipeline is back in business, supplying gasoline to much of the East Coast. The line expected to be fully operational in a matter of several days. It was taken offline following a ransomware attack. Hundreds of gas stations across the Southeast run out of fuel. President Biden voicing support for Israel's right to defend itself amid the ongoing terrorist rocket attacks being launched from Gaza. On Wall Street, stocks are higher. The Dow is up 517 points. The NASDAQ ahead 183, and the S&P is up 60 points. This is SRN News.
I have a traumatizing childhood memory of an Easter egg hunt. The big hunt was a big deal in our family, and I have this memory of running and excitedly reaching for eggs, only to have my big brother and sister sweep in and steal them at the last second. It's Ryan, and unfortunately, this is a traumatizing reality our Faith and Family Mortgage team is seeing from families across the country. Families are finding their dream home, only to have it pulled away by another hunter at the last second. At United Faith Mortgage, we unfortunately cannot scare off the other hunters, but we can very quickly get you pre-approved and make it look as good as possible to sellers. And then, once you do grab that Easter egg,
see our story and read how our direct lender advantage can often save your family monthly and lifelong money at UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Meadow Park Road, Meadow, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1335. Rec animalist number 65233. Equal housing lender. By license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The normal high for this time of the year is 85. Today, we will be nowhere near that. It will be unusually cool for May. A little breezy with a high temperature up to about 69. Tonight, mostly clear, unseasonably chilly. You'll need a jacket. Overnight low temperature about 50, but some towns will sneak into the 40s by tomorrow morning. Tomorrow, Friday, nice day. A little warmer by afternoon. Sunshine, low humidity, high up to about 77. Great weekend forecast. Saturday, high 81. Sunday, 85. Low humidity and sunshine both days. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Don't miss Brubaker's Spring Service Special with multi-point inspection, tire rotation, oil change, plus vacuum and wash for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
Well, once again, the winds of corruption are blowing across Alabama like a California wildfire. And this time, the Porch Creek Indians are fanning the flames. The so-called gambling bill is nothing more than a get-rich scheme for the tribe at taxpayers' expense. In fact, this legislation is so bad that Donald Trump Jr. tweeted last week,
"Bad bill. Giving a monopoly to a small group of casino bosses is just a special interest giveaway."
It's hard to believe that the state legislative leadership would give the Porch Creek Indians a monopolistic tax-free ride. But after all, this is Alabama, where pay-to-play is stronger than Sitting Bull's army. It's time for lawmakers to be honest with Alabama voters for a change. Don't buy the lies. Call the Speaker of the House at 334-261-0500 to say no to greed and corruption and yes to integrity. 334-261-0500. Paid for by McGreen Investments, LLC. J.W. McFarland, founder, Tuscaloosa.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Finance.
financing available. See dealer for details.
Folks, welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Before we officially kick off the second hour, let's begin things. Maybe this hour will be better. But, you know, the news cycle brings what it brings.
That's
and,
right.
Let's talk to Ray Bowles. Maybe he'll cheer me up. Hey, Ray.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Good, Ray. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great, but I got a problem. I need everybody's help. I don't need just y'all's help. I need everybody's help.
Everybody, all right.
Everybody's got to be involved in this. Okay, so normally when we make a big purchase, me and Dan will sit down and talk about it, and we think about it, and we make plans. Because if you're going to spend $40,000 or $50,000, you want to make sure you're going to sell the stuff quickly.
Correct.
So I had a rep come in here, and he had an extremely good buy, and I got all excited, and it's a beautiful floor, and I bought the thing without talking to him. Now he's all cross-eyed looking at me weird and saying, this better go fast. I'm like, it will go fast, I promise you. We'll get out of here so quick. Cause look at how pretty it is. And it's only $550 a foot installed. It's literally $2.50 off normal price.
Wow.
It's crazy. It's so pretty. I'm going to put it down on the floor this after lunch in the showroom. So when people walk in, they go, wow, look at that floor. I want it. And then Dad won't be looking at me cross-eyed anymore. So, yeah, I need y'all to help me out, guys. We're going to call it, let's not make Dad mad sell.
Ooh, I like that.
You know, you can't solve all the world's problems. We're certainly learning that this morning. But you can save the family life of Ray Bowles, at least that of his relationship with his father.
Exactly.
We have a really good relationship unless I spend a lot of his money.
Uh-huh. There you go.
You don't want to be that disappointing son, Ray. Not now.
Yeah. And everybody asks us, hey, how does y'all's business work? I said, we're 50-50 partners, but his 50's bigger than my 50.
That's right.
You know, it is what it is. And your dad, he gets the last say. And then I get all excited. You know how hyper I am. And I see something great. I just jump on it. Next thing you know, he's like, what is this? I'm like, oh, I meant to tell you about that. But we will sell it fast. And guys, if y'all are looking for a floor, let's help Ray Bowles out today.
Let's do it.
And call us at 285-8117. We'll come out and give you that free measurement. Within a week or so, you got a new floor down. Just that simple.
And be sure to ask about the Don't Make Dad Mad sale, 285-8117. And also be sure when you call Prattville Carpet at 285-8117 that you tell them you heard Ray Bowles here on News and Views from 9 till noon.
Guys, y'all have a great day.
No problem. Thanks, take care, Ray.
272-9228. We got a quick disclaimer because we're known to say crap, and we'll be back.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for News and Views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
From 9 till noon, 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program, 272-9228. Now, Eddie, where was that bridge you were just showing me?
That's in Memphis.
Yeah, this is the I-40 bridge?
I believe it is, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm looking at a picture.
See
it
that
is,
crack? I mean, it ain't a crack, Joey. That's broken. That's all the way across.
Gum, that's straight through. How does that happen?
Well, they said it was good last year when they checked. And you see, if you scroll down a little more, you see that break is right after the support piece.
Yeah.
I will say, I read the story, the inspector said as soon as they saw that yesterday, they called 911. They had the police immediately shut down that bridge to traffic.
It's a 6-lane bridge into Memphis.
6 lanes, man.
It's a significant fracture, you think, of one of the 900-foot horizontal steel beams that are crucial for the bridge's integrity.
That's a little bit.
Who brought jet fuel near Memphis?
That's a little bit too much for J.B. Weld. That's going to have to be.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
And then it's probably one of those freak fractures where they just
weren't able to find the stress point early on.
Yeah, like a weak point in the steel right there.
Though I know we have a lot of DOT people that listen, so if you know something about this, like how does this sort of thing happen if you've seen the clip?
I've got a client out there that probably knows this and knows this bridge very well.
Yeah, it doesn't require much expertise to go, well, that's a problem. But I am wondering, how does something like that occur?
Can you imagine being the inspector, Joey? And, you know, it's just a typical Tuesday out on your job, and, you know, you look at bridges all the time. You might see a little flake in paint or a little fracture or something here, then you see that. Holy cow.
Well, and this is the one part of the infrastructure discussion where people are like, yeah, we do need some updates. You see these on occasion, like the thoroughfares that are constantly traveled by people. Remember when, that one portion of the interstate and the bridge Metro Atlanta.
Oh, yes.
It just collapsed.
Collapsed, yeah.
I think there was a bridge a while back in, like, the Minnesota area, too, a while back.
Yeah, there's several of those. And that's what brought up, I thought, all the infrastructure talk. But all we ever seem to do is talk.
Right.
And tax.
Well, and then you see problems in your local area.
It's way back.
And, you know, is the gas tax still in effect?
Last time I checked, it was.
How's that going?
Well, they did put up signs that said, hey, we taxed you guys. We're going to make these bridges and roads better. So far, all I've seen is the signs. Hmm. And even them are starting to fade.
What a mess. But, of course, the Democrats can't let a crisis go to waste. Where you have actual infrastructure problems, let's spend three times more than we need and spend it on things that aren't actually, you know, like bridges breaking. Right. Goodness gracious. 272-9228, 272-9228. And I mentioned this earlier, but the Hamas leader, Fatih Hamad.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see if this makes any sense if I play it. This is him speaking a few days ago.
Okay.
And I'm probably going to have to read this.
He's no longer
closed caption
right
here. People of Jerusalem, this is a Hamas leader. We want you to cut off the heads of the Jews with knives. With your hand, cut their arteries. Oh, no, I'm not going to read this.
Right.
Well, 5 days later, he's dead.
Something I don't understand is if Israel wants you dead, you're dead. If you make comments like that.
Yeah, the Hamas Political Bureau member and former Minister of the Interior, Fatih Hamad, urged the people of Jerusalem to cut off the heads of the Jews. His remarks were made in a public address, which aired on their TV, Al-Aqsa TV. I guess it's named after the mosque. Hamad demonstrated how they should cut their heads off. Yeah, that's where I stopped it. In 2016, September 2016, he was designated a terrorist by the U.S. State Department. And he's now been killed by the Israeli Defense Force.
Yeah.
You know, you look at the capabilities of Israel in terms of its military capabilities. Mm-hmm. And people can talk all they want. They certainly get plenty of support from the United States. Lloyd Austin, the defense secretary under Biden, saying Israel has our support and they do have the right to defend themselves. But if you look at the history of Israel and the wars they've had to fight and geostrategically, they don't have much in terms of actual natural defenses or strategic depth. So they have to be ready to go. Well, and they essentially went from being reliant on Western powers providing them weaponry to being one of the most advanced technological producers in the world, where the United States and Europeans were like, hey, can we buy some of that?
Exactly right.
And you see Iron Dome operating over these last few days. And, you know, it stops about 85 to 90% of rockets that come in, but when you saturate an area, you're not going to be able to stop all of them.
No.
And if you have to, it's essentially what? Like, it's like 50 miles.
Yeah.
Long, Israel. Like, when rockets are being fired from the Gaza Strip, you have 90 seconds to get into a bomb shelter. 90 seconds. But when folks are making overt threats, you know, Netanyahu, when he makes his threats, he's not playing. And you know what? Hamas isn't playing. It's why this is deadly situation.
They're not playing, but Joey, as of 2 weeks ago, they didn't have a whole lot of money.
Well, and I just get very frustrated by the idea that we're going to take this idea of the two-state solution that's been bandied about for decades without much progress. Well, we'll bring it back because we're the geniuses that are going to solve the world's problems. It's amazing how things can go to pieces as quickly. And these are the adults in the room, remember, folks. You know, Trump was the orange buffoon who sent out mean tweets.
I'd sure like one of those mean tweets right now.
But now that the quiet elders are running things again, it's not much better. Let's go to the phones and talk to Chris.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, guys. You know, when Democrats in power, you always say, Middle East, we don't take that back. Their mama, we can't that. When the globalists are in power, the Middle East just always catches on fire.
Yeah, thank you for the correction, by the way. It ain't just Democrats.
Right.
No, it ain't just Democrats. Yeah, I mean, we trounced into Middle East and Afghanistan and spent trillions of dollars. I hate when people say we spent all this money. I look at it more like all the people that came back maimed, injured, and then addicted to drugs. After going to Afghanistan and Iraq. So, I mean, that's the more tragic part about war, really. But, you know, what is the catalyst behind the Israelis in the Hamas duking it out right now? I mean, what caused this? Because this wasn't really going on until now.
And that's what the most frustrating part for me, because I try to do a deep dive of what happened. Because you see, especially from the European press and from Al Jazeera, you see them say, hey, look, Israeli police stormed the Al-Aqsa Mosque right at the end of Ramadan. I'm, of course, sitting there thinking, well, why did the Israeli police do this? They didn't just do it willy-nilly, because they understand the stakes themselves. And apparently there were folks bringing
guns
and rocks and all sorts of things and starting to stockpile them in the mosque.
Yes.
And that's why they raided it, and it escalated from there.
And why do they bring those things in a mosque? Because they know they're somewhat protected.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Ramadan always, I mean, when all that goes on, there's always so much murder and death during this Holy Week or Holy Time. It just blows my mind.
Well, and as I'm watching all the coverage real quick, and from different sources, people taking different angles and sides on this thing, it's almost like it's a war made for TV.
Yeah.
Like the amount of people that immediately find a camera and start yelling into the camera. I'm like, what in the world are we doing? Like, this has got to stop. And it seemed like there was a solution. You back the strong horse. You back the country that shares our values. I don't want anybody to die. There are a lot of kids dead on both sides now.
Yeah.
But you back the strong folks, and you try to figure out where you can agree and get Israel to agree with other Arab nations. And once you have more trust in those relationships, you have money flowing both ways, you're even sharing weapons. Then you can maybe, with the help of places around the Arab, you know, the Gulf Arabs, solve the problem in a more robust way. But this idea, no, we'll give a bunch of money back to the Palestinian Authority and to Hamas and let all that money funnel in, and we'll have a two-state solution if Israel just relents some.
You know, Jared Kushner was kind of on to something there. You know, he was going after young Islamic leaders. He was really building a lot of inroads with more the youth part of Islam and Judaism, and of course Saudi Arabia and all that, and it was working, because I believe that the old hardliners, you're never going to change their minds. The young people have been growing up with rockets and guns and people dying and all this stuff, and I think they saw that there was a really good chance to bring some type of, you know, resolution to it. And then all of a sudden our globalist friends come back in, and Secretary of Defense Raytheon and all these other people start getting involved, and by God, we're going to have to start some wars up again. I mean, because it's just a lot of money behind blowing stuff up. I did want to make a comment, though, about the young child that was killed.
Yeah.
I have a little problem. My problem is, why is this guy only getting manslaughtered?
I don't know the details of the case. I'd imagine it would have been it could have been negligence, criminal negligence, and that maybe he was so zonked out of his mind that this happened.
Well, and the reason I'm not trying to bring up stuff, I know we'll probably get calls about this, but you know, Eric Chauvin gets murder two and murder three. But yet, a guy that kills his one-month-old child, and again, I don't know the details behind it. It'd be interesting to know, gets manslaughter. I mean, that's kind of what I'm, you know, and again, I'm stepping
back. I don't know the details of the investigation, and I suspect that press conference was actually to help law enforcement.
Oh, yeah, they let him do that. Yeah. They're glad.
That was one of the creepiest things I've ever seen on local news.
Yeah, my wife told me about it. I refuse to watch it. I can't. That's the kind of stuff makes me extremely nervous and agitated. I can't watch.
Right.
Especially when you know something bad's going to happen, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, you already know how it's written.
Yeah, they didn't have to say a word, and it wasn't so much the woman, because I guess it's because I'm not, and I'm just getting messages the charges were upgraded to murder.
Oh, they are good.
And I'll double-check on that update. That's what I saw manslaughter last night, too.
Oh, good. Well,
but the guy didn't even have to open his mouth. It came across like he was a bad actor. Like, it was, yeah.
That's awesome, man. I mean, when you toy around and kill the most innocent people in society, I mean, that just, to me, that there's no, I don't know, there's nothing any lower that you can get to do if you kill a month old child. That just is disgusting. But on another note, I'll go to the next one. Elon Musk, our buddy here, I guess after he went to the woke SNL and they got to him, he had a change of heart about the electricity use of Bitcoin and Bitcoin mining.
Right, and the interesting thing is they're not selling, they're holding.
Right.
Which, you know, the market is still, you know, on Bitcoin tanking, the exchange price. Actually, to me, seems like, don't take my advice, but Eddie and I are talking like, we're going to buy.
Gotta fix a buy.
Like, don't take me as
an opportunity. Yeah, but don't take my advice.
But yeah, the idea that Bitcoin is, you know, you have to run a lot of computing power and thus a lot of energy and electricity to run these computers, and a lot of electricity still on God's green earth is made by coal. But also, how do you
run a car plant, Elon Musk?
Battery technology. How are batteries produced? A lot of people are ripping into them.
He's got some problems with the Tesla here. There's some issues with the autopilot, things like that. So I don't know. I can't. And then, of course, he got rid of the use of Bitcoin to purchase Tesla. That was like the first. Then he came out about the electricity use on mining. So I don't know where he's going. Then he seems somewhat remorseful about Dogecoin, which I still call it Doggycoin.
to the moon!
Yeah, so I don't know, man. It's crazy, crazy out there. But I want to thank Elon for wiping out some of my nice gains I had there.
Something like $295 million or something like that worth of gains he knocked out by saying that.
Yeah, he smacked them around pretty good. I don't know.
I was around when this thing went from 90 to 1,400.
Right.
I've seen these swings. I'm not too freaked out about it.
Well, Joe, if we had a time machine, let's imagine going back and buying Bitcoin, $10.
One of my uncles is literally an investment banker, and I told him about this, and he's like, I know something about money. This ain't going to work.
Tell you something,
he
boy.
Came back to me a few years later at my brother's wedding. He's like, Joe, I think you're right about that. Like, thanks. We could have been multi-millionaires given the money you have.
Well, it's like back in the 60s and people would say, that TV, that's just a fad.
Yeah. Well, you know, Cohen is 0.72.
Yeah.
He's a multi-billionaire. Yeah, he stepped his foot in into it now, so it's kind of interesting. The people, I've called about this too. Mass Mutual, old mutual fund company, insurance company.
Yeah.
They bought $500 million worth of it, and they got it in about 30,000 of coins. So they got in pretty well. Mm-hmm. But it's just funny to see who's getting involved and who's not.
Well, I find it interesting that as much as central banks and regulators are downplaying it, I don't know about this, that the big money, smart money, institutional money is now saying, hey, we should at least put our toe in the pool here.
Exactly.
Just a little bit. So that's interesting to watch. I got to run, Chris. Appreciate it.
Hey, y'all have a good one now.
You too. 272-9228. Let's go to Steve. Hey, Steve.
Good morning, Radio Free Montgomery.
How you doing?
You know, when Bassmaster started, I was in my first year out at AUM, and I was working, delivering, picking up air freight, and they started over on Mount Meigs Road in this little hole-in-a-wall place. And I used to go in there and look at the magazine, and I'd say, you know, who wants to sit around and look at fishing magazines?
Mm-hmm.
And it turned into, wow. But I saw it in its infancy, and it, like UPS wouldn't even pick up their, they didn't have enough stuff to be picked up by UPS. So you never know. You never know where something is going to go.
Sure.
You don't. Talking about infrastructure.
Yeah.
When in the heck is the, you know, the delegation from Montgomery? You think the capital is here? The 85-65 interchange. It's an embarrassment. It was built in the 60s. You go to Huntsville, they've got a nice, new, clean-looking interchange. You go to Mobile. You go to Birmingham, just got a new one up there at Malfunction Junction.
Mm-hmm.
But 85-65 has been that way. That whole thing needs to be reworked. It needs to be brought into, you know, some kind of just semblance of that somebody knows what they're doing. Design. I mean, that thing was designed for traffic back in the 60s, and it's deplorable. But nobody cares. And you think all the legislators that drive to Montgomery. And they continue to have wrecks on that thing. They have to shut it down. But Montgomery's under this bubble or dark cloud for some reason. And I just don't know why. I don't know why the Alabama, somebody seems like in the legislature would say, hey, this needs to be a priority. We need to fix some of the stuff in Montgomery. Because this is where the state capital is, and tourists come here, but I don't know.
No, I think you're right on your assessment, but the reasons why this cloud hanging over our heads, is it stupidity? Is it crabs in a bucket? Is it corruption? And everything's got to be some horse trade? Maybe all of the above.
Or maybe they just come here and, you know, drink their whiskey and see their women and then go back to their home counties, and they worry about... But
hey, you got to pay the mortgage somehow.
Amen.
There you go. But, I mean, it just seems like, you know, as much tourism as they're trying to promote and as much traffic that comes through 85 and 65, that they would want that to look or be functional. But I guess common sense goes out the window when you're dealing. I'm sure they would rather deal with other issues like, trying to change, you know, the time, which they have no control over, and it's a federal thing. I mean, waste time on that or the wild, you know, hog or more pressing.
Hey, don't make light of that. We got to kill them hogs.
Hey, so you're going to be at the Brewfest thing?
I think so, yes.
Do you think one day in the future, in a time, in a land far, far away, Joey, they'll have one for marijuana?
They already have them other parts of the country and the world.
That's what I'm saying.
Here. I doubt it.
In good old Montgomery, you know, where you can go sample 30 of your favorite flavors, and they could call it the Smoke Fest instead of the Brew Fest.
Who knows? I think we'll be
see if you get on that. If you get on that now, Joey, if you get on board on that on the front end, think about the money that could be made.
Yeah, I'll be the next Milton McGregor marijuana in this state. How about that?
Have a good day.
Thanks, Steve. Appreciate it. We'll be right back. Paul, Rob. We'll be right back.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This is your roving reporter, and I'm talking today with Godzilla.
Hello!
Tell me, Godzilla, why do you go around destroying cities, crushing buildings with your massive feet?
Well, man, I'll tell you, it wasn't anything personal toward the cities or the people. I was just looking for something.
And pray tell, what were you looking for?
I was looking for an asset preservationist to help me take care of my money, man.
Did you find one?
Yes, I did.
And now I suppose you're going to tell me it was David Ernest.
That's right, man. It was David Ernest. Like, I am the greatest of all monsters, and he is the greatest of all asset preservationists.
I see.
And you know, you can call David Ernest at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
Well, thank you, Godzilla. And before we go, could you give us that famous Godzilla roar?
Oh, I'd really like to, man, but I can't.
And why not?
Well, since I got that shot, man, I've been a little hoarse.
Right.
Ah, springtime in Alabama, when a young man's fancy turns to tuning up his AC. Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, your Bryan dealer. How can we make you smile?
Hi, Clark. I have a problem with my AC system.
What is it?
You know, the machine that cools my house?
Right. I'm on my way. Tell me, how long has it sounded like this?
A year, or two, or maybe five.
Son, you ought to join the Clark Club.
I don't play golf.
No, no. This is a program that automatically includes spring and fall tune-ups for your cooling and heating system.
Oh, so I won't forget.
Exactly. Just $159 a year includes two tune-ups, plus members get a lower service fee and great discounts on repairs and supplies like filters and thermostats.
Perfect. Hey, can I also get a reminder about my anniversary?
You're on your own there, kid. To keep your AC system running great, better call Clark. Visit ClarkComfort.com for more information.
Bryant, whatever it takes, better call Clark.
$159 Clark Club price covers one system with discounts for additional systems. Alabama certification 99004.
Gambling is a bad deal for Alabama. The rich and powerful gambling cartels will pour tens of millions of dollars in advertising, trying to convince us it'll be wonderful for our state. But did you know that they are exempt from truth in advertising laws? Yeah, that's right, they are. Citizens are conned into thinking they can win money on games that are designed to make them lose. Today, call and ask your Alabama House member to vote no on full-scale gambling SB 319. Paid for by Eagle Forum of Alabama, alabamaeagle.org.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Is that how you conduct yourself in a democracy?
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. Let's go to Rob on line 4. Hey, Rob, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing okay. You guys doing all right?
Yeah,
I'm
doing all right. Honestly, the news cycle gives what it gives, and it put me in a bad mood today. I don't like hearing about a father killing his infant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but, yeah, I'm with you on that. Especially, I heard about that baby at,
just makes your heart.
Yeah, his father, but... Anyway, I wonder if I could discuss a little bit about crypto.
Please.
You seem like you're pretty savvy to how all that works, and I'm a crypto miner myself.
Oh, nice.
Could you tell me what algorithm the Dogecoin uses if I were to want to start mining Doge as well?
I think it's a literal copy of Bitcoin, but there's no restraint on the number of coins that can be created. So there's no, like... The strong proof of work algorithm is not there.
So you think I can make my SHA-256 hardware work?
To do Doge?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, right on. I know your listeners are probably going, what the heck are you talking about?
Well, and I was never the true expert. I'll tell a little tale that I had a few years back, was living with roommates. One whole room was just a bunch of computer cases opened up with huge GPU, you know, graphics cards running. At that time, it was running Litecoin mining, I believe.
I do a little Litecoin.
And then there, for a little while, we were able to run an ASIC and still mine some Bitcoin. Now, it wasn't me.
I ran some S9s, but then, you know, they got to where the electricity was not... cost-effective.
You know, Rob, I'm enjoying this conversation, and I think you're right. A lot of the audience is like, what are they talking about? But Eddie's here chuckling like, nerds. You know, Eddie, learn.
Nerd. What are y'all doing? You have all these computers to protect your virginity? What are y'all doing?
Learn a book. Learn a book. I'm going to smack you so hard.
This is one of my key points is I've heard that a lot of these mining farms are actually geothermal powered. So it's essentially free electricity for all these guys and not coal burning.
I've heard it's more sustainable than Elon Musk let on.
I would think so.
Yeah. So I don't know. I won't pretend like I know all the details.
Yeah.
But
that seemed honestly like a little bit of a loopy story that environmental reasons.
I don't know.
Okay. Well, that was my main question was the algorithm, if, you know, so if I could get on. And I'm going to turn it over to people that have a little more widely accepted topic.
Well, call back though. I'd love to.
No, I love talking about
constant conversation with a Dogecoin miner. So appreciate it, Rob.
Right on. Love it.
272-9228. Let's go to Paul. Hey, Paul.
Hola.
Hola, Paul.
Hola, Paul.
My goodness, fellas, y'all blew my mind on that one. Joey, I have a very simple question for you.
Oh no. Okay.
How much of the Bible do you believe is true?
How much of it? Like, what percentage?
Well, just in general, do you believe it's the true Word of God?
Yes.
I'll put it like that.
Yeah.
Okay, you remember in Scripture when Moses led the people out of Egypt?
Yes.
And they were 40 years in the desert, and then finally God allowed them to go into the promised land?
Yeah.
Okay. God himself directed them to totally destroy the people in the land. Well, I hate to say it, but they didn't completely do what God told them to do. Other day, and we'll continue until Jesus returns. It don't matter what other nations do to try to get it stopped. Well, the simple matter is they did not follow God's word whenever he that he promised.
That's the constant kind of cycle of the Old Testament, for sure.
Yeah. God says do it. There's some other scriptures that kind of goes along with it.
Paul, you're breaking up, but appreciate it. Honestly, I'm not going to get into biblical interpretations and what latest covenant we're on. Red Top, let's talk.
What's up? Joey, good morning, guys. You know, Joey, no Catholic needs to answer any questions like that. Give you some good advice. So yeah. Stay away from me. I spent 3 years work with the Southern Baptist Church, and as a qualified spy, do not answer any of those.
Probably a good idea.
And I'll leave it at that today. Now, we'll have a hell of a good discussion one day about this. Let's talk about the interstate. In fact, I'm going through this interchange right now.
Okay.
This Bubba obviously was not here 15 years ago when this rascal was two-lane all the way through and bumpy and tore up. So this interchange has been massively improved. It is beautifully done. It was hard to make it this way. I mean, like, it's six lanes wide here. What the hell's the guy complaining about? And the original plan for the interstate, where the bridge goes into Day Street, you understand me?
Mm-hmm.
was supposed to go to Meridian, Mississippi.
What happened?
They decided the black belt was too expensive and not worth going through.
Oh.
It has, you probably have to build 50 bridges to get across all the rivers and waterways.
Mm-hmm.
But it was stopped there. The original plan was to go to Meridian, Mississippi, and to tell you the truth, they screwed up big time because it is needed to go to Meridian ever since. And since then, they took 20 down to Meridian. But it's still, at one time, within the past 10 years, they're talking about extending the Selma Highway to be a toll road to go to Meridian. Correct?
I've heard of that. I haven't heard it in years, but I know that idea was floating.
But that was a plan. It was about to happen. They were going to take the medians out. It was going to be a full access, like an interstate,
mm-hmm.
but a toll road. This has been beautifully done, and just not good planning from the start. We are not Huntsville, Birmingham, or Mobile. Only at rush hour do we need this tremendous bridge work. And to tell you the truth, what they need to do is finish Ann Street Pillar Hill Road, the mile on each end. We've been waiting 20 years for that. So that's kind of the history of the interchange. I bet very few people know that.
I didn't know it was, I didn't know that it was supposed to go to Meridian, but I didn't ever know why it never went that way.
Yeah. They just said, well, there's nothing out there. So after Selma Air Force, Craig Air Force Base, there was literally nothing out there. Have you driven down 80 to Meridian?
Yes, I have.
It's dense, isn't it?
Most boring drive you'll ever take in your life.
I know, but it's beautiful. It's deep Alabama, thick river woods.
Yeah.
Lots of gators and snakes. That's probably good enough reason not to build interstate cross there. I'd be going, let's find a different place.
You'd see all them gators.
They told us we were not going to get any money in Montgomery for any roads improvement on the gas tax. Do you remember that?
I do remember that.
Yeah.
I mean, Todd Strange sat right in that chair probably and said it. So it ain't going to happen.
I'm hoping to have the current mayor on next week.
Excellent.
I need to double check with the scheduler. But
you know what? They need to finish. Perry Hill Road from Harrison Road to the Atlanta Highway is ridiculous.
Oh, yes, it is.
Okay. Ann Street from Highland Avenue to Federal Drive. They already have the plans drawn up. They bought the apartments. The four lanes are supposed to go straight directly into Federal Drive like a regular key.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is Geneva Ditch, and they would have to reverse the athletic fields at Lee High School.
Yeah, I was about to say, I was thinking of that area going, oh, that's a heck of a project.
Yeah.
It's no big deal. They just don't want to do it. It's like Perry Hill Road's real hilly. Man, they build interstate over a lot deeper gorges than that.
You ain't kidding.
So, these have been tied up in court for years, and it's a mess. Montgomery has so few good north to south routes, almost none. I'm on the only one that's continuous. That's I-65. And we need it really bad. And if they would finish the interchange at Pike Road, all that truck 231 traffic would be going straight to the interstate. And a final word, I know I don't give you guys much to talk, but I like to give as many good facts as I can.
Mm-hmm.
As far as the Bible and God and the promised land, I'm sorry, guys. God, the earth has been here about 4 billion years. All the land has been disconnected, continental drift, underwater. Israel's been underwater more than once. If you want to tell me that God picked out a group of people and promised him a chunk of land, I'm sorry. I'm not that damn stupid. This world belongs to all of us. God does not destroy things. God does not kill people. God does not tell people to go kill people. God is good. The Lord is my friend. Roll Tide. Go from. Thank you.
Thanks, Red Top.
See you, brother.
Yeah, we should just do that all day. Let's bring on all the different church leaders here from all the different denominations in the Montgomery area, and we'll hash out. We'll solve it here on these airwaves, right, guys? 272-9228. I got to hit a break. Soldier Boy coming back to you after this.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Well, once again, the winds of corruption are blowing across Alabama like a California wildfire. And this time, the Porch Creek Indians are fanning the flames. The so-called gambling bill is nothing more than a get-rich scheme for the tribe at taxpayers' expense. In fact, this legislation is so bad that Donald Trump Jr. tweeted last week,
"Bad bill. Giving a monopoly to a small group of casino bosses is just a special interest giveaway."
It's hard to believe that the state legislative leadership would give the Porch Creek Indians a monopolistic tax-free ride. But after all, this is Alabama, where pay-to-play is stronger than Sitting Bull's army. It's time for lawmakers to be honest with Alabama voters for a change. Don't buy the lies. Call the Speaker of the House at 334-261-0500 to say no to greed and corruption and yes to integrity. 334-261-0500. Paid for by McGreen Investments, LLC. J.W. McFarland, founder, Tuscaloosa.
Caring for an aged loved one can be a very stressful time. The Harbor at Hickory Hill of Prattville Assisted Living and Memory Care believes that to care for the ones that cared for us is one of the highest honors. As your loved ones age, you want to make sure they're getting the best care possible in a loving environment. The caring, experienced team wants to help make that transition from home to assisted living as easy as possible. The newly remodeled facility is designed with the warm feeling of home while offering a lifestyle that promotes independence and the opportunity to live life to the fullest. For info, visit HickoryHillHarbor.net. Life is good at the Harbor.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
Hi, I'm Paul Doe. Me and my wife Jessica own the Seafood Beach over here in Perry Hill and Carmichael. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for going on 3 years now. It has been a great turnout. It's been a pleasure partnering with a local company like Blue Water. And if you have your own business, I suggest teaming up with a partner like Blue Water Broadcasting. It's a local company that helps local businesses.
Most radio listening is done away from home and in the car, closest to your business and point of sale. Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, a company placing God and family first. Great home time and great benefits with highly competitive pay. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The normal high for this time of the year is 85. Today, we will be nowhere near that. It will be unusually cool for May. A little breezy with a high temperature up to about 69. Tonight, mostly clear, unseasonably chilly. You'll need a jacket. Overnight low temperature about 50, but some towns will sneak into the 40s by tomorrow morning. Tomorrow, Friday, nice day. A little warmer by afternoon. Sunshine, low humidity, high up to about 77. Great weekend forecast. Saturday's high 81. Sunday, 85. Low humidity and sunshine both days. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Turn your home floors into a luxury experience with Mohawk Smart Strand Carpet from Prattville Carpet. With astonishing softness, maximum durability, and ultimate cleanability, Smart Strand Carpet is the best carpet money can buy. Call today to schedule your free measurement and be sure to ask about our interest-free financing. Call 285-8117 for Prattville Carpet, located on Cosford Road, Prattville, Alabama. That's 285-8117, or look us up online at prattvillecarpet.com.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Even some of the last few calls, if a good friend of mine calls up and starts talking about the Nephilim, I'm going to be very upset, all right?
I'm there to,
no more
to be upset.
No more of this.
I'm telling you.
I won't have to use my paddle or smack Eddie.
What have I done?
Nothing, but you're the person in front of me.
Gee.
Welcome back to News and Views. Let's go to Soldier Boy. Hey, Soldier Boy.
Be careful when you smack Eddie. He likes it.
Yeah,
he's into corporal punishment.
Yeah, he acts like, oh, no, not again, not again.
No, he'll say, give me another.
Well, he's a habitual line stepper. I'm starting to understand it.
Just show me where the line is. That's what I need to know.
Hey, I see that the White House is becoming anti-Semitic.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I read that the Biden administration sent $235 million in foreign aid to Palestine, who in turn takes that money and gives it to Hezbollah, who in turn buys missiles from China and Russia, and then attacks Israel.
Yep. And Hamas and Islamic Jihad and Fatah, yeah, all these different
things. So, am I missing anything factual there?
Not really.
No. Not really. Nothing's, it's all factual.
Yep.
Okay. So we are supporting terrorism with our tax money. When you go out there and you make your commission and you pay your taxes, and it goes to the federal government and the White House sends it over there to buy missiles to kill Jewish people.
Yeah, that's correct.
Well, but we didn't intend for the money to go to that. We wanted it for, you know, development, right?
Yeah. Oh, it went to infrastructure. Is that going to use that story, too?
Yeah.
Goodness
gracious.
Yeah, after Israel hit that one apartment complex, it might need some infrastructure redone over there. It simply amazes me that we and then Sleepy Joe, what does he say about Israel? They have the right to defend themselves. Dude. You need to wake up and get off that tapioca pudding case that you got next to your bed.
Yeah.
Come on, Joe. They had the right to defend themselves. They're being attacked. Over 1,500 missiles have been fired.
And one thing that really gets to me is you get these pronouncements from the United Nations. All these nations collected together making these pronouncements about territorial claims.
Right.
Hey, all you governments and nations of the world, how do you justify your territorial claims?
Well, here's what's so funny.
Didn't you win a war, China? Hey, why does the United States control California? Like, I mean, give me a break.
Trump's in office, and guess what? I don't see Hezbollah launching missiles at Israel.
Nope.
Why? Because there's going to be a cause and effect.
Also, they didn't have the money. They didn't have the money to buy the missiles.
Well, that's exactly. Drop it off on pallets on an airplane, on unmarked runways, right?
Mm-hmm.
And unmarked bills and unmarked bonds and securities and stuff and cash and foreign currency. Just drop it off and just this paper. I think, that was Barack Obama, wasn't it?
Well, and this is always, it's on this issue and many others, it's becoming an issue with our government because there's always this seesaw effect of who's in charge and making policy, and it can even be within the same party. Could be like this clique at the State Department is a different idea than the other one.
Right.
Within the Obama administration. Hillary Clinton was running things. Now Kerry's running things. Yeah. So we're going to try a different approach. It creates this irrational policy. No wonder all these nations.
Well, you can't buy peace. First of all, you can't buy peace. And an interesting thing about it is all these missiles that are being launched, they're not being directed to military targets. They're directed towards civilian targets. Children are dying in the streets, just walking. And a missile blows up. And all our president can say is what? Well, they have the right to protect themselves.
Yeah.
They're not military targets. I could be a little more empathetic if those were targeted at military targets. But you notice what Israel's doing when they fire missiles. They do it based on their intelligence, and they hit certain apartment complexes where they know intel showing them where the Hezbollah, you know, was it the Hezbollah?
No, Hamas.
Hamas. There's so many guys.
I know. Man.
Okay. Or in that building. That's why they targeted. They didn't target a nursery or something.
They gave warning.
Oh, they did.
Yes, they did.
They did. And you know, I mean, I don't know how much more that Israel can take before they start rolling tanks across that border.
It's probably what's about to happen.
This afternoon.
Well, you know what's interesting is, I read a book and I did a military paper on it, too. It was pretty interesting. What was it, the Six-Day War?
Yeah.
Okay, when Israel had a fight against, seven or eight different Islamic countries?
Had several, yeah.
Yeah. And they were out. They were outnumbered like 15-1 in tanks and like 10-1 in aircraft and military people. And unlike us, it takes 22 years in Afghanistan to fight a war with a bunch of terrorists. It takes 20-some plus years. Right. They did it in 6 days.
Well, and they were in terms of just like personnel.
What
and
do you think they want, Joey?
Hmm?
What do you think they won for?
Because they play to win. I mean, it's
not only that, someone was brought into the battle with them. They had a weapon that was made. I mean, God was very specific in the Bible what happens when you attack Israel. Mm-hmm. And how many times has the ark been taken into battle?
I've forgotten about that.
So, was it anybody who takes the ark into battle will not lose against its enemy?
Yeah.
How can you be outnumbered 15-1 aircraft, fight six different countries, and whoop their asses in what, 6 days? Just lucky?
No, I don't think it's just luck by any means.
No, it wasn't just luck. It wasn't luck. There was more into it than just man and technology and weaponry out there. And it was funny was, in the book, it talks about it was a documentary that talked to a couple of Israeli tank commanders when they were out in the field, and they were outnumbered, like 50-10, that they saw flashes of light come from the heavens and strike down these before they even got a chance to lock onto their target. Interesting, huh?
Yeah,
quite interesting. I was just sitting up here thinking of the Roman Empire is not around anymore.
Well, that was destroyed from within. Everybody tried to conquer them. They did their own little thing and destroyed themselves, just like the Mayans and the...
And this, you bring up the Six-Day War in 67 and then the Yom Kippur War after that. It has been a case of a lot of the Arab nations coming in, attacking Israel,
right.
Winning against pretty stout odds against
right.
them.
Exactly.
And then they realize, for instance, we'll give the Sinai back to Egypt because it's ungovernable. I mean, it's not just state actors, it's non-state actors in the Sinai. There's a lot to it where Israel's like, okay, we'll do peace, we'll give you back the Gaza Strip after, the second Intifada and...
How many countries have threatened to destroy Israel publicly?
Iran.
Oh, good Lord. 15-20, I would say.
Well, didn't you, Eddie, tell me that there's this famous Pakistani actress who was quoting Hitler?
Dude, let me pull that up.
Because I truly believe not all Palestinians... are bad. I don't believe all the Palestinians want war. I think a lot of Palestinians want peace.
I think a lot of them are being manipulated.
Yeah.
Exactly, by the terrorist side of the Palestinian. Well, it used to be the PLO, right? The Palestinian Liberation Organization.
Yep.
Used to be the PLO. And also that Asa Arafat used to be in control of that.
Yep, till they poisoned him and killed him.
Yep, exactly. Well, everybody has their time.
That's right.
Eddie, everybody has to go.
But Pakistan.
So basically, our government is subsidizing terrorism. Is that correct? What would Ronald Reagan say about that right now?
Well, you funded the wrong terrorists. You got to be the wrong side. You got to fund them against the Russians.
Wait a minute. He told Iran when they had our hostages after Jimmy Carter and his failed attempts of negotiation. Which is funny. Probably sent a couple of cases of Billy Beer over there trying to negotiate. And then turns around and tells them flat out, hey, guys, let me tell you something. You know, I'm getting inaugurated in 10 days. If those American citizens aren't on American soil, by the time I get inaugurated, hell's going to have fury. I'm going to use all the military, and you're not going to like what's going to happen. I'm done with the Democrats and their little talk and everything. Because they had couple hundred of our hostages for over a year?
Yeah,
they had quite a few.
Soldier Boy, and
we didn't show nothing but weakness then.
Yep. All right. Appreciate the call.
Later, Brohim.